SCOTUS to decide if Trump can end temporary amnesty for Haitians, Syrians in U.S. by John Binder on March 16, 2026. The Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, will soon decide if President Donald Trump's administration can end temporary protected status, TPS, for hundreds of thousands of nationals from Haiti and Syria living in the United States. On Monday, in an unsigned order, SCOTUS said it would take on a case challenging Trump's ending of TPS for about 350,000 Haitian nationals and more than 6,000 Syrian nationals in the U.S. SCOTUS set oral arguments for the end of next month. In June of last year, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced that it was ending TPS, a quasi-amnesty program, for Haiti. Following the announcement, several Haitian nationals filed the lawsuit and the next month a district court judge, appointed by former President George W. Bush, blocked the Trump administration from ending TPS for Haiti. Watch, Schweitzer, defeating weaponized immigration is battle over the future of our country. Then, in February, a Biden-appointed judge similarly blocked the administration from ending TPS for Haiti. After DHS announced in September 2025 that TPS for Syria would end, an Obama-appointed judge blocked the administration from doing so. Since the Clinton administration, TPS has been transformed into a de facto amnesty program, as nearly every president has routinely extended and designated new countries for TPS status. Former President Joe Biden expanded TPS to the highest levels in the program's history, ensuring that over a million migrants became eligible for the quasi-amnesty. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.